Well, good morning. Let's try it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, thank you. Lots of people in the room, and I appreciate that. Welcome, everybody, to the Onondaga County Executive's budget presentation for 2026. I'm ready to begin considering the 2026 budget. This will be my 11th county budget that I have worked on. Considering and working on this budget is, in my opinion, the most important thing that I can do as a legislator. So I'm excited to hear from, and now I welcome the County Executive, Ryan McMahon.
I believe this is on. Chairman, thank you. If many of you were here last year, Tim referred to me as J. Ryan McMahon III. Now, my children have not named anybody after me yet, so it's actually J. Ryan McMahon II. So thanks, Tim. And it's good to be back. Good to be back in the arena where all of you can have spirited debates. You can debate ideas about how to move the community forward, and then you can walk away and still be friends. And that's what this is all about. And I really want to, I think with what's been going on in the world, I think we've all felt that pressure. And I think it's okay to have debates, and it's okay at the end of the day to still look at each other and say, you know what, we may disagree, but we're disagreeable, and we can still like each other. So I think that's important as you move forward. Also, I want to specifically acknowledge Legislator Deb Cody and Legislator Palmer Harvey. I know this is the last budget in this term for the two of you. I want to thank you both for your service. And for Deb, we've been dear friends for a long time, and you have helped move this community forward. So God bless you and thank you. I do want to acknowledge all of our county workforce that is here. I want to thank you. These speeches do not give the time to really get into the nuts and bolts of your job every day that you do. Without you, the ship doesn't run well, and I want to thank all of you for the work that you do. And now let's get going. Chairman Burtis, Leaders May and Hernandez, members of the legislature and guests, thank you for being here. Today I stand before you to present my 2026 executive budget. This budget reflects my unwavering optimism and excitement for the future of our community. What a moment we are in. Together, we have put Onondaga County back on the global stage. We are seeing billions of dollars of investment, job creation at historic levels, property values are going up, thousands of new housing starts are happening, poverty rates are going down, child poverty rates are going down, and elevated lead levels in our kids are going down. The Central New York Semiconductor Cluster is happening. And the sky is the limit for our community that we all call home. At the same time, this budget is the roadmap to execute on our regional goals and create opportunity for our residents. At the same time, this budget also acknowledges the growing pressure caused by unfunded mandates and pre-pandemic revenue growth. You've heard me repeatedly say that I view the budget as a statement of values and priorities. And this budget is no different. My executive budget remains focused on delivering on our PI platform, focusing on poverty, barriers to employment, infrastructure, and economic development. This budget and our capital improvement plan use our county comprehensive plan on is a guiding tool for future investment. I stand before you today presenting a fully balanced 2026 budget. And for the eighth year in a row, it does not use any fund balance. The strong and prudent fiscal record of Onondaga County is undeniable. And this track record is what has allowed us to ultimately make substantial cuts in the property tax rate. Last year, we proposed a cut in the tax rate from $3.62 per thousand to $3.31 per thousand. It equaled a 9% tax cut on the county property tax rate. Affordability for our residents is still a top concern. This year, I'm proposing that we further cut the county property tax rate. My 2026 executive budget calls for reducing the property tax rate from $3.31 per thousand to $2.93 per thousand. That's an 11% cut to the rate. To put this into further context, we would have the lowest county rate among major upstate counties. If approved, we will have cut the rate nearly 42% since I became county executive in October of 2018. While the county cannot control every aspect of what drives your complete tax bill, one thing is for sure: we have collectively delivered tax relief to the taxpayers of this county. Sales tax continues to be the key revenue for the county. I'm here to report that so far, year over year, sales tax receipts have come in line with the 1% growth we forecasted in the 2025 budget. Recognizing that sales tax revenue has returned to pre-pandemic growth, our newly confirmed CFO, Christy Smiley, and her team are projecting a 1.5% growth in sales tax for fiscal year 26. Earlier, I mentioned the pressure unfunded mandates are having on the budget. Not only are the costs of these unfunded mandates growing, so are the number of them being passed down to county governments. Despite this reality, the budget before you today builds upon the success of previous investments and proposes additional strategic and thoughtful investments. Investments in our people, public safety, and economic development, all of which advance our PIE agenda and are part of our comprehensive plan strategy. And this all starts with our kids. From day one, my administration has worked with the Early Childhood Alliance, investing nearly $11.5 million to set our kids up for success. This budget calls for the continuation of this important partnership with an additional $2.3 million. This budget also makes good on our promise we've made to fund mental health services in our schools. To date, we have invested a total of $22 million to ensure our kids have access to the mental health resources they need. This budget also increases local dollars to support our daycare program to help working families afford childcare. Last October, Onondaga County was awarded the largest federal grant ever to continue our lead abatement efforts, $7.75 million. These federal dollars are critical to our efforts, but they also have their limitations. And that is exactly why my administration has worked to secure over $12 million in local funding, which provides greater flexibility to help us more comprehensively address the serious issue of lead. In the 2026 executive budget, I'm proposing allocating another $1.23 million in flexible lead funding to continue these efforts. If approved, it would amount to over $13 million local dollars allocated to tackle the issue of lead in our community. Public safety continues to be amongst the highest priorities of my administration. It is among the most important responsibilities we have as elected officials. That is why my 2026 budget contains several initiatives and investments critical to our public safety efforts. First, I am proposing funding that will allow for the expansion of the body-worn cameras for our deputy sheriffs serving in the custody and correction divisions. Last year, in partnership with the legislature, we funded a multi-million dollar upgrade to existing body cameras worn by our road patrol deputies. The expansion of body cameras to our deputies in custody and corrections is the next logical step. A key component to effective public safety is flexibility. Crime does not operate on a schedule. That is why my budget also calls for $300,000 in flexible funding to support public safety and surge initiatives that will enhance community safety. Drones are also becoming an important tool in public safety efforts. And NewAir is a leader in these efforts nationally. NewAir has developed a pilot program called Drone as a First Responder. Leveraging FAA-approved technology, this program will allow pilots of drones to safely operate beyond visual line of sight. We know that in any emergency, every second counts. This pilot drone program will mean our first responders will have even faster eyes on the scene, which will allow them to respond accordingly. It also means that they can have eyes on a scene and gather information where it is determined that it's too dangerous to send personnel in. 50 years ago, the Onondaga County Sheriff's Office Aviation Program was established. And for 25 years, it has used its current helicopter, commonly known as Air One. Air One supports law enforcement and emergency services across Onondaga County and neighboring counties. Missions include pursuits, response to major criminal incidents, search and rescue operations for missing persons, and much more. While Air One remains well-maintained, the systems and technologies are far too outdated. In this capital plan, I'm calling for the authorization of funding to purchase a new state-of-the-art helicopter to ensure that our partners in law enforcement can continue to provide the highest quality of protection to our residents. One of our greatest strengths as a community is the diversity of our local economy. High-tech manufacturing, eds and meds, leisure travel, arts and entertainment are just a few of these key sectors. My dear friend, Legislator Knapp, often reminds me, so too is our local agriculture economy. Right, David? The agritourism grant program has been an undeniable success, investing almost $800,000 in grants across 53 local farms. Let's keep the success going. My 2026 budget proposes allocating an additional $200,000 towards this initiative. And I believe On Farm Fest is this weekend, so please participate. Consistent with our comprehensive plan, we will also invest in one of our critical centers, our Convention and Innovation District. We will give the Convention Center District a new look and also invest in the technology companies and industries that will drive more convention business. We continue to fund our arts and cultural organizations and Visit Syracuse, all key partners in driving new revenue and quality of life for our community. This budget cuts the tax rate by 11% to a new historic low. It strengthens our county departments and invests in our neighborhoods and public safety. This budget invests in our roads, our sewers, and our water infrastructure. This budget continues to be aspirational for the future and reflects our unwavering belief in the potential of our community. We will continue to build on the success we have seen and position ourselves to realize growth and promise like our community has never seen before. We look forward to working with all of you in the weeks to come. And sincerely, God bless every one of you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, County Executive McMahon. Now to the legislators, I encourage you to dig into this budget, to read it, to study it, and be prepared to work. Beginning Wednesday morning at 9:30, when the Ways and Means Committee will convene, and I look forward to a great budget season. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.